Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history.
Today in Bajan History, 8th March 1932, Grand Landship Parade. On this day, 8th March 1932, an article in the Barbados Advocate noted that in the previous month, there had been a Grand Landship Parade. The landships had attended the 11 o'clock service held at the St. Michael's Cathedral. A total of 15 landships were in attendance, comprising 575 officers, nurses, and young male recruits known as the Blues. Also in attendance was the Governor of Barbados, Sir William Robertson, and the Governor of the Windward Islands, Sir Thomas A. Vance Best. The Dean of the Cathedral officiated. The parade was held after the church service and was inspected by both governors as well as the dean. The Governor of Barbados addressed the units, advising them to, quote, continue the good work and to grow up to be loyal citizens, unquote. Mr. Charles Daisley, a prominent member of the middle class and a member of the recently created Landship Association, gave the main address. According to the Advocate, quote, Mr. Daisley replied on behalf of the ships, thanking His Excellency and assuring him that the BLS had two special objects to carry out. With regard to the first object, he said it was the intention of the association to strike the bad ways of living among their followers and to do all that lay in the power to become loyal citizens. The second object, he said, disclosed the intention of the association to live up to everything that pointed to uplift and to become such loyal citizens, unquote. The governor thanked Mr. Daisley for his remarks. The parade then marched off to the dock of the landship, the BLS Rodney of Bannisterland, St. Michael, and was officially dismissed. It can be noted that a parade of 575 landship men and women was very impressive for the time, as this total outnumbered a similar parade held by the cavalry, the police, and the cadets for the King's birthday. Hence, on this day, 8th March 1932, the Advocate provided a brief glimpse into the activities of landships when they were at the zenith of the movement.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.